Good morning. Let us pray. God, we, like the psalmist, cry out in praise and thanksgiving in response to your eternal loving kindness, holding us, guiding us, enfolding us with your grace. And as we gather here as your people, we pray that our worship be filled with that divine love. Let our worship and praise for all that you have done, are doing, and will do truly resound within our hearts and our homes, within these walls and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin before God and in the presence of one another. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sin and whose mercy we forget, cleanse us from all offenses and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that humbly we may draw near to thee, confessing our faults, confiding in thy grace, and finding in thee our refuge and our strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, our gracious and loving Lord is the essence of generosity and patience. Rest in and rely on God's love and forgiveness. Thanks be to God. Please join me in singing the hymn, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart, hymn number 291 in your hymnal, hymn number 291.
Thank you. morning, and please be seated. Good morning and welcome to summer worship here at the Memorial Church, a space of grace in the center of Harvard Yard. I am the Reverend Alana Sullivan, Associate Minister in the Memorial Church, and on behalf of the clergy and staff here, let me extend a warm welcome to everyone who is joining us here this morning. We are so glad to have you be here and be a part of worship. Our preacher for today is Minister Kevin Bryant, Security Services Coordinator and Diversity and Community Liaison for the Harvard University Police Department. Minister Bryant is a recent graduate of Andover Newton Theological School and also serves as an affiliated minister here at the Memorial Church, and he has been leading worship with us this summer. Minister Bryant, we are so delighted to have you here as our preacher today and look forward to hearing your spirit-filled message. Today, I am also pleased to announce that our ministry fellow, Wes Kahn, will be ordained this afternoon in his home church of St. Paul's United Church of Christ. As Professor Walton recently wrote about Wes, sure, he's a great teacher, preacher, and thinker, yet he has proven to be a much better human being. So the next time you see Wes, please give him a hearty congratulations. Following worship today, we'll be having coffee hour. It's an opportunity for us to get to know one another a little bit better. Refreshments will be served in the Buttrick Room. Just as you head down the stairs to your right upon leaving the sanctuary is where you'll be able to find it. For more details about Mem Church's events and services this summer, please look in our bulletin and also on our website. Friends, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christ calls us to welcome each other, to welcome the stranger, to welcome all who come through those doors this morning. Christ welcomed everyone, no matter their background, no matter their social status, no matter their political party, no matter their race, no matter their gender, no matter their sexual orientation. As Christ welcomed friends and enemies, outcasts and leaders, foreigners and neighbors, let us open our hearts and homes and lives to share Christ's love with everyone we meet. Let us pass the peace of Christ to one another. May the peace of Christ be with you. You may take your seats.
offering is a faith statement. By offering ourselves, our gifts, and our treasures to God, we believe that what we do here in this church, actually matters. It does make a difference in the world. And this offering will help us to hasten the day when scarcity and deprivation will exist only in our memories. The ushers will begin the collection from the back of the church and move forward. Let us give our offerings with the hope that they may enable others to feel immersed by God's love.
Please be seated. A reading from the book of Psalms, Psalms 22, beginning at the first verse. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet, you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel, and you, our ancestors, trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. And you they trusted, but I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. Yet, it is you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and since my mother you bore me, and you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircle me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open their mouths like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircle me, and my hands and feet have shriveled. I can count all my bones. They stare and they gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing, they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. Thank you.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27, beginning at the 43rd verse. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now. If he wants to, for he said, I am God's son. The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? In verse 34, we have only one of the seven words of Jesus from the cross. In the word of ultimate abandonment, my God, why have you forsaken me? Everyone, all of the disciples, creation itself, and finally, even God the Father seems to have joined in the rejection. Abandoned and publicly shamed by a mock coronation, beaten and bleeding beyond recognition, Jesus is alone.
Let us pray. God of many names, we praise you for the many ways in which you reveal your presence in human life. For you are active in the continuing cycle of creation. As day passes, we are caught with wonder and surprise at all you have made and continue to bring to life. For even in the deepest moments of regret or fear, you call with words of courage to step out into the unknown future you prepare. So we thank you for your constancy and for the trust you place in us. O great and merciful God, the leadership you have shown calls for self-sacrifice and a willingness to respond to the needs of others. Today, God, we pray for those who are in positions of power and of leadership, for governments and politicians, for heads of state, for the chiefs of industry and commerce. Be with the leaders of the world, that they may make wise decisions and do justice for the welfare of all people. May you challenge the need for profit and gain, and instead inspire thoughts of a fairer world. Holy One, we also pray for ourselves and those closer to home. Remind us that we are all your beloved children and created in your image. Everyone deserves to be treated with dignity. Embolden us to seek justice until all the vestiges of sins of discrimination, prejudice, and racism are wiped off of the face of the earth. This duty does not just lie with those in power or those who disagree with us. God, we who are yoked to Christ are called to do justice, love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. Lord, today we uplift your servant, Wesley Khan, in prayers of thanksgiving and joy. May he feel enveloped in your anointing spirit today as he celebrates his ordination. May his ministry be a blessing upon this faith community that he serves. Holy Healer, you are the warmth that brings comfort to those who hurt and the kindness that wipes the tears of the lonely and mourning. You bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted. Especially be with those today who are grieving a loss of any kind. God, we especially ask your presence to be with the family and friends of Dr. Alan Counter and the wider Harvard community. He was your beloved son and so faithfully served this institution. May all who are bereaved be reminded of your continuing love. Eternal God, you are the one who is always there. Your presence is revealed in the lives of those who have touched our lives and in the activity of your Spirit. Help us to follow you and encourage us to embrace the way of service you invite us to walk. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Let us join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please stand as you are able to sing the sermonic hymn, Send Down Thy Truth, O God, hymn number 243 in your hymnal, number 243.
You may be seated. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Jesus, you are my rock. Thank you for your unconditional love. Please give your spiritual warrior preaching power so that through me, your message will be heard and understood. Amen. My brothers and sisters, you opened your eyes and your alarm went off this morning. I don't think you heard me. Is this microphone working? Hello? Can anybody hear me? I said, your alarm clock went off, but before that you opened your eyes. And that is because God woke you up this morning. Can we give God a hand, please? I know that you can do better than that. Can you stand up if you're able to? Stand up. Stand up on your feet. And please give God some praise. It was God that woke you up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock. God gave you life. God gave you the gift of this day. You know, we humans, thank you very much. We humans, we're so good at giving each other trophies and pats on the back. But it's always good to give God some praise. Can I get an amen? Amen. Don't forget that. Thank you, Pastor Walton and Reverend Alana Sullivan. Thank you, Tabitha Hurdle and Mark Joseph for reading. I called them and asked them and they came right away. Bless you and your loved ones. My brothers and sisters, have you ever felt lonely? It's a horrible feeling, isn't it? I've been there myself. No one's listening to what you have to say. No one's there for you, and you feel like no one really cares. And when you feel like nobody needs you, it crushes your spirit. My brothers and sisters, at one time or another, in our lives, we have all been lonely. Can I get a witness? The overlooked, the invisible, the lonely people. They are the elderly, the outcast, and the homeless. They are the unappreciated. They are the mentally and physically challenged peoples. They are the untouchable, the addicts, and the diseased. They are convicted felons. They are the battered wives and neglected children. They are people that don't look like you. They are people that don't worship like you. They are people that don't dress like you. Hey, you know, you can feel lonely in a crowd. It's not the number of people around you that determines your loneliness. It's your relationship to them. And yet we have social networks like Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Tumblr. And yet people are lonelier than ever. You can be good looking, wealthy, and lonely. You could be married and lonely. You could come to church and be lonely. They forgot your birthday, your anniversary. They didn't even call you to wish you a happy Mother's or Father's Day. They didn't even reach out to you when you were suffering from an illness, when your marriage fell apart, or when you lost a loved one. Everyone has an emotional need for acceptance, even Jesus. This makes me think of the story of Jesus when he was on the cross. Let's take a journey back in time to Golgotha. Some of you know it as Calvary. The sky is pitch black. Jesus is hanging on the cross and he is bloody and beaten. It is very quiet. And then all of a sudden, there is a cry coming from the cracked, swollen lips of our Savior. My God, right now, at this very moment, Jesus addresses his heavenly Father as God. There is a distance, a separation. Jesus addresses God as if he is removed from him. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus does not feel any camaraderie or friendship. God has turned away from his son. Jesus feels alienated. He does not feel God's presence. Jesus is alone. My God, listen to the cries of the lonely people. Can you hear them? Can you hear the lonely child crying because their parents have no time for them, no time to love and nurture them, no time to make them feel special, and no time to let them know that they exist or belong? Mio Dio, my God, can you hear the cries of the lonesome, angry, bitter divorcee? The house is empty. It's so quiet because the kids are in college or they enlisted in the military or moved out just to be away from you. The empty mailbox, a one-night stand, a forgotten birthday, a telephone that never rings because you really don't have any friends. My God, can you see the young black man lying in a large pool of his own blood? And he is dying because he has just been shot several times. My God, can you see the police officer sitting in his police car struggling to breathe while his blood and life essence slowly flows from his body? My God, can you see the firefighter? The building has just collapsed on him. His face mask is fogging up and he is gasping for his last breath of air. My God, can you hear the cries of the abandoned child whose parents are addicted to drugs and now they're being raised by their grandparents? Can you hear the cries of the families living in welfare hotels because mom or dad have lost their jobs, their homes, and their careers? They've lost everything. My God, listen to the cries of the lonely elderly people. Can you hear them? Can you hear their slippers as they shuffle through the halls in the convalescent homes? Some of them try to remember a name, a face, a life. Some of them do remember that people only come to visit on holidays. Some remember that no one comes to visit them anymore. Some of them do remember being molested. Dios mío, my God, listen to the cries of the lonely people. Can you hear it? In the prisons, among the moans of shame and the calls for mercy. Can you hear the cries of the lonely people as they beg for spare change so they can buy a bottle of Listerine to quench their addiction? Can you hear the cries of the schizophrenic sitting in the park as they have a loud verbal conversation with themselves and the voices in their head? Did you hear the cries of the person that was suffering from depression? Because I just think they said, I'm tired of living this life and I'm going to end it all right now. My God, I'm speaking to all of those of you who know this firsthand. I'm speaking to those of you whose days are filled with broken hearts and lonely evenings. I'm speaking to those of you who could find a lonely person simply by looking in the mirror. The sleepless nights, the lonely bed, the distrust, the anxiety, the excuses, the fear of tomorrow, the sadness, in unending hurt. Femu, my God, when did it begin? In your childhood? When you got divorced? When somebody violated your trust? When you were beaten and abused? When you were robbed? When they cheated on you? When you retired? When the kids left home? When you were at the cemetery watching the coffin being lowered? Or when your favorite four-legged friend passed away? My God, the most gut-wrenching cry of loneliness in history came not from a homicide victim, a prisoner, a widow, or an addict. It came from a hill, from a cross, from the Messiah. My God, the cries rises from the sinner's parched, cracked, swollen lips. His holy heart is broken. Out of the silent sky came the words screamed by all who walk in the desert of loneliness. Allahi, Allahi, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Never have words carried so much hurt. Never has anyone been so lonely. The despair is darker than the sky. It is more than Jesus can take. He withstood the beatings and remained strong at the mock trials. He watched in silence as those he loved ran away. He did not retaliate when the insults were hurled. He did not scream when he was savagely beaten. He did not shriek when the nails of the sword pierced his body. But when God turned his head, that was more than Jesus could handle. And now, Jesus knows what it's like to be abandoned and alone. God had to turn his back to his son because the sins of the entire world had just been placed on the cross with our Savior. These were the sins of the world, past, present, and future. Every lie ever told, every murder, every theft, every bit of unbelief, every bit of envy, pride, and hatred was laid upon the Savior of the world. The separation that would have endured for an eternity for us was replaced with the separation between the Father and the beloved Son, but for a moment in time, for all of us. We were separated by sin, but rescued by Christ. Can I get a witness? And that's why, my sisters and brothers, I'm here to tell you that because Jesus died on the cross, we never, ever have to be alone again. Even if people turn on us, friends forsake us, or circumstances separate us from loved ones, we are never alone. The will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. Live your life as Jesus did when he walked on this planet. There are a lot of lonely people out there that need help. Donate goods to a food bank. Be a mentor. There are so many ways that we can help others, because we have all needed help a little ourselves at one time or another in our lives. So my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why God woke you up today. Remember, our purpose on earth is not to get lost in the dark, but to be a light to others so that they may find their way. May God bless you and keep you.
Please stand as you are able to sing the hymn, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah," hymn number 285 in your hymnal, number 285.
Thank you.
lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody, 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 yeah, to lean on. My brothers and sisters, that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to lean on him or her and lean on each other. Don't look down on somebody unless you're giving them a hand up. Be kind to one another. Continue to be a Christian when you step out these doors. May the Lord bless you and keep you and continue to hold you in the palm of his hand. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.